All Perfect Love, 1950. Merrick Boyd, coloured pencil on paper, 187 by 274 millimetres. This drawing is in landscape orientation and about the size of an A4 piece of paper. It is of an interior view. The upper third features a blue shaded wall. On the left hangs a portrait in a wide wooden frame. In the middle of the composition, and taking up much of the pictorial space, is the portrait of a young boy, his face slightly turned to the left. On the right, one of Boyd's sculptural jugs sits on a round tabletop or plinth at shoulder level with the boy. The boy's portrait dominates this drawing. The crown of his short hair touches the upper edge, and the whole of his face is in shadow, beautifully shaded with a broad brow, deep-set wide eyes, pert nose, and chubby cheeks. The boy has a cheeky smile. A broad collar wraps around his shoulders, with a tie hinted at about his throat. These are loosely drawn with confident strokes. The shading continues from the clothing behind the boy's head along the left side of the portrait. Below the wall and to the left of the boy's portrait, the paper is filled with blue cursive writing. Overlaid with shading and in different weighted pencil marks, the words are difficult to read and are followed by the artist's signature, Merrick Boyd, 1950. The sculptural jug on the right stands out as it is set against the white background of the paper. Its angular shapes and shading are interesting. The generous spout of the jug points to the boy's ear. Upright shapes indicate angular sides, and light bounces off a figure or tree-like form applied to the side of the pot. A gently curved handle on the right ends in a circular detail with molded tip that melds back into the body of the jug. It sits on a blue-shaded oval or ellipse. Brown-coloured pencil has been used to highlight upper areas of the drawing, including the wide wooden frame and parts of the portrait on the left, areas of the young boy's hair, and the upper edge of the back wall on the right-hand side. Composition invites our view to move from the eyes of the portrait hanging on the left to the young boy's eyes and then the negative spaces around the sculptural jug and back again.